The Metropolitan Transportation Authority's Inspector General has criticized the Long Island Railroad for its derailment response protocol. WSHU's Charles Lane reports a 13-page report says the LIRR has no clear authority in charge, and employees are allowed to leave the scene before being tested for drugs and alcohol.
The Inspector General reviewed LIRR policies and procedures, and he says they don't adhere to industry standards. He also found that on multiple occasions, even the LIRR policies weren't followed. In particular, the railroad fell short in, quote, securing the scene, preserving perishable evidence, and releasing employees from an incident site. In response, the LIRR said it shared the Inspector General's concerns and will implement corrective action. Charles Lane, WSHU News.